from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A 17-year-old Deptford girl is accused of stabbing another high school student on a bus this week. On Tuesday around 3 p.m., police responded to a fight involving two teens aboard the school bus in a residential area. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the juvenile defendant is facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. New Jersey high schooler, three-time state champ wrestler Anthony Knox Jr. has been cleared to compete after all. A Mercer County Superior Court judge has overturned the decision of the organization that oversees New Jersey high school athletics, which had banned the St. John Vianney athlete after a bleachers clearing fight that allegedly involved the teen's dad and allegedly the teen. New Jersey news brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. New Jersey Transit is rolling out some customer service improvements at Newark Penn Station as a pilot program. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says one item is overnight closures.
Although the main portion of the station will be open, we'll make sure the rest of the places are closed so that by the time 5 o'clock in the morning rolls around, customers have a beautiful, clean station.
Customer service representatives wearing bright orange will be making the rush hour rounds starting in March as well. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks were choppy but rebound to end the week. Egg producers blame the ongoing bird flu outbreak for driving prices up to record highs, but some believe giant companies are taking advantage of market dominance to profit at the expense of buyers. Advocacy groups, Democratic lawmakers, and a member of the Federal Trade Commission are calling for a government investigation after egg prices spiked to a record average of just under $5 a dozen this month. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 601 points at 43,840. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we in for chillier temps? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The temperature difference between the 2 days this weekend is going to be incredible, 20 to 25 degrees. Which one is the better day of the weekend? It depends on your perspective. Tonight stays quiet with a few clouds. Lows fall to around 40. And the big problem tomorrow will be a brisk wind kicking up. A little breezy in the morning, and then wind gusts of 30 or 40 miles an hour through the afternoon and evening hours. Sun and clouds tomorrow, slight chance of a quick shower. Highs surge into the mid to upper 50s, but then cold and blustery on Sunday. We'll see sunny skies, morning lows around 20, afternoon highs only in the mid 30s, and we stay cold for Monday with sunshine and lighter winds, highs in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Parsippany 49, South Plainfield 51, Manahawkin 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. They have the brands and styles you want during their President's Day sale. Top name furniture, free delivery, up to 50% off suggested retail prices, huge savings on quality furniture. The Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.